from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
I'm Bob McIntyre. If you can wait until tomorrow to fill up your car's gas tank, it'll save you some money. The federal consumer carbon tax ends at midnight, setting up a gas price as much as 17 cents lower per liter than it is today. That is, if the petroleum companies pass on all the savings. But it also means the end of the carbon tax rebate, meant to compensate Canadians for the money they spent on the tax. The final payment will go out starting in late April. Timmins City Hall and its Public Works Department took a proactive approach to the latest blast of winter overnight. Yesterday, it declared a significant weather event effective at midnight. Snow removal planned for last night will be rescheduled as the concentration shifted to plowing and sanding the streets, roads, and sidewalks. It began at midnight and is expected to last all of today. In the past 10 days alone, Timmins police have charged five motorists with impaired driving. That includes an incident this past Friday when a car hit a building in the area of Pine Street and 6th Avenue. No one was hurt. Then at about 2 o'clock yesterday morning, a routine traffic stop resulted in charges against two drivers. TPS reiterates its commitment to enforcing impaired driving laws to ensure community safety. Amber Dix of Timmins got a birthday present a day early by winning $111,000 in the Timmins and District Hospital Foundation 50-50 draw for March. The veterinary technician got the call Friday morning. She bought her first home last year and says the big win makes her mortgage free. Tickets are on sale for the April draw. We'll pick up from this morning's talk in our weekly history feature about fur trading posts in the region. As people began establishing routes in the late 1600s onward, they could trade furs for food and other essentials. That's how the Hudson's Bay Company branched out into a mercantile operation. Local historian Karen Bachman says there were posts at Attawapiskat, Lake Attawapiskat, and Brunswick House.
The really big ones, of course, were at Moose Factory, at York Factory, and the granddaddy of them all, the Fort Albany Post, which was one of the most important ones on the Albany River.
Next week, more on the original attraction in Europe for North American fur.
For these stories and more, or to sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.